Noah, Chapter 1. Noah Noland heard the faucet dripping long before he was ready to open his eyes and face the 180th day of his 56th year. If he kept his eyes closed, he knew that he didn't have to face reality, the reality being he was 56, and the slumbered form, curves warmly pressed to the flesh of his back, was 29. If that wasn't bad enough, her name was Bambi. He had to remind himself every morning that he wasn't a cliché. He wasn't having a midlife crisis. He wasn't every man's fantasy, although every man he knew wanted to know how he managed to do it. And do it was always hushed and vague. Noah reminded himself that he wasn't misogynistic. Stop the shame. Stop the shame. Stop the shame. He repeated the mantra the way Bambi had coached him. She was a psychotherapy graduate student, and so knew many affirming mantras. And if he was all of those things, she taught him how to sit with the discomfort. Noah, she'd say, it's just your conditioning. Nobody's going to live your life for you. This is between you, me, and God. Not only was Bambi Bambi, she was Georgian, very southern.